Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 20 minutes or so after a guest leaves us today, I am going to break down more and more horrors being found in the official House and Senate bill, CPS visits to everyone's homes. Old people have to go get death education, learn basically how to be euthanized and how their health care is going to be rationed. That's in the bill. We're just going to read the quotes from the bill for all these lying criminals that get up on TV and lie and say none of this is in there. Now, remember, with Arlen Specter, they gave out 30 cards randomly. 29 of the people questioned at his stupid town hall where they tried to beat up an old man. It's all on video. It's all over the country. It's coming up when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment. These thugs do this everywhere. Even though they tried to intimidate people, 29 of the 30 questioned, of the 30 they allowed to speak, were against this. And this is what the eugenicist control freaks want. They want government to control your life. And I just mentioned, governors oppose DOD power grab. Defense Department openly announcing that its main enemy is returning veterans, gun owners. This is in the official DHS report we broke. Governors are now speaking out. I'm going to go over that mainstream news article that is coming up. The governors are now looking at NORTHCOM saying, well, the Tennessee governor told the Army not to run checkpoints 2 months ago, and we had state reps on about it, and the Army said, we're going to stop cars on your highways. Sit down and shut up. This is the new America. Offshore banks rule. So that's coming up. We're going to break that down. It's amazing. Johnny calling from the Republic USA. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, how about that last caller? Man, that guy was awesome. That soldier from Texas?
Absolutely, from Fort Hood.
Yeah, man, just want to thank him for speaking out, and hopefully more military guys will start calling in. We need
Are you kidding? Ron Paul got more donations than any other Republican or Democrat. They're awake. A bunch of chicken-neck, communist-murdering eugenicists think they're going to run this country in the ground, and they're going to run a Soviet cull here. They got another thing coming. Go ahead.
I have a prediction I want to run through the Jones filter. Piece together from stuff I hear on your show and, of course, my own research. Hopefully all your listeners are doing a lot of research. But I think I can predict the collapse of the dollar and the release of Barry's long-term birth certificate, not specifically in terms of time, but I think they're going to coincide. That way they can distract us.
That could be a false flag. I mean, I hope he was born in the U.S., and I've never really been on either side of it, though we've looked at it and been called birthers for even looking at it and talking to the people that say he was, you know, we talked to both sides, like Mike Rivera on one side and then Phil Berg on the other. But if that comes out, it's going to be, that would probably cause nationwide riots. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of my question. Do you think maybe they know that Obama wasn't maybe born here, and then they're going to release that, and that'll be a false flag? And because of the riots, I mean, he'd be the fall guy.
I won't put anything past these people. But I'll tell you, Barack Obama is the false flag. I mean,
sure.
If you criticize him, they say he's a racist, then that actually creates the perception of racism and gets everybody fighting with each other. It's so cold-blooded what these poverty pimps are doing.
Yeah, well, people will riot in the streets for Obama. They won't riot in the streets over the Patriot Act. But if Obama goes down, these people will protest this naked emperor. And I'm always looking for the martial law angle. I think if they can collapse the dollar and take Obama's feet out from under him and make everybody crazy, that's when they want to smack us.
Let's be clear. It's kind of like if you inject somebody with cyanide and you know in 2 minutes they're going to be dead. We're dead already. The Republic is dead. Now it can rise again. Stealing $23.7 trillion in 10 months, we're dead. We were injected with cyanide. Now, is there a cure? Is there an antidote? Certainly, but we don't have long to get it in us. And it's kind of like Wrath of Khan when Spock's been radiated and they want to go in there and save him. They said, he's dead already. The country's dead already. You can be absolutely assured it's been overrun by a bunch of corporate criminals with a bunch of control freak socialists that want to come in and run our lives. And they mean business.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the last 2 hours and 52 minutes today, we're going to continue to have open phones, and we're simulcasting now at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're watching later on the web somewhere, like YouTube or Blip TV, or at PrisonPlanet.tv in the higher quality, where this originates from, you can always listen live 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Webster Griffin Tarpley is joining us in the next hour. We're going to talk about eugenics. But also, part two of that discussion we had last week, get into these town halls, the people on the edge of revolution. And remember, Tarpley is more of a big government interventionist, but he's against Obama and this health care, saying it's eugenics because he's a scholar, an economist, and a doctor of history, and he can break it down for you. So that is coming up. I never really covered this headline on air. It's up on InfoWars.com. Headline, disaster recovery CEO characterizes InfoWars as a group of crazies on flu pandemic. And I've since talked to him. This was just an audio clip we were sent of the conference. I do understand that there's a lot of people out there who are unstable, and this type of wild stuff that's happening, there are some unstable people out there. So I understand his point on this and how that could have been seen out of context. So we're here to hear his perspective, his side of this. But since I never really talked about it, We'll go ahead and play the original audio here from the audio conference with these doctors and emergency managers there, and then we'll make sure that the audio file of this new interview and a clarification gets posted in the original article, because he got a lot of heat for this, and he wants to clarify, and which is understandable. But let's go ahead and play this short audio clip. Here it is.
I want you to know that in the past decade, we've really tripped past the point from where public safety practitioners are safe when they're following best practice guidelines for the remediation response to disaster recovery. And in fact, because of worldwide connections like the internet or what we're on right now, YouTube is probably more viral than the H1N1 virus. And I just want to point out some interesting studies that we're doing here at Burton Asset Management that will really illustrate exactly what I'm talking to you. If you search H1N1 conspiracy on YouTube, you'll get about 632 video results. One of these is a special report by a man named Dr. Leonard, and he's been viewed 180,000 times. As of August 1st, he's been telling people that the nefarious outcome of the inoculation will be a massive genocide attack in North America perpetrated by white supremacists, okay? Now, I know that sounds totally crazy, but you need to understand that there's 632 videos out there that say that this flu is a conspiracy, and that another YouTube video by a company called InfoWars, or a group of crazies called InfoWars, has been viewed 5,814 times since August 1st. I have to tell you that overall, when we just looked at H1N1 conspiracy on YouTube, we found that 2.15 million people in the U.S. have watched these homespun, psychotic tales of genocide and government conspiracy relative to H1N1 virus. And I don't know how many of those 2.15 million people believe that that's what's happening, but what scares me is all you need is one psycho to believe that, and you're going to have a bigger problem on your hands in your workplace than what to do with sick people. There was only one Ted Wyszynski. There was only one Michael McVeigh.
All right, it was Tim McVeigh, but let's go ahead and go to Kevin Burton, CEO of BAM, thinkbam.com. And why don't you, it's a long bio for your company, but describe the company, and you're saying that's out of context. So break it down for us.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the info warriors that reached out to me directly via email. We run a very open, small business, and especially to Terry, who reminded me that, you know, at the end of the day, you have to search your soul and talk to God about what's right and what's wrong about what you're saying. And, boy, listening to that clip myself just now, Alex, as you played it, I sound like a raging asshole.
Well,
right out the gate, I want to apologize to all your listeners, because the key thing to understand about that conference is that it was attended by some emergency managers and a big swath of Americans who are going to be caught in the middle of this thing unexpectedly. And the point I make at the end of that quote, and you know, we can go back and play it again, but the point isn't that all your listeners are crazy. In fact, God bless your listeners for doing the right thing and really asking the right questions. I believe that InfoWarriors has all of this very, very close, if not dead spot on right. I personally wouldn't allow my daughter or my family to be forcibly inoculated against anything. And have been advised by people in the right position to give such advice to steer clear of any type of inoculation against.
Yeah, that's why the feds tried to order inoculation, as you know, in 2002, 2003, Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, but it all collapsed when the smallpox vaccine killed some people, and then Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services Secretary, wouldn't take it. But, I mean, have you had a conversion, or was just that short clip not showing fully what you were saying? Are you Saul of Tarsus, who's had a complete conversion, or were you already partially awake? Did people educate you, or was this taken completely out of context?
I was already fully awake. And I invite your listeners to spend some time in our thinking section at thinkband.com, where we've published papers on, you know, don't let our nation become a surveillance nation like Great Britain has become. Or at our blog at bandintel.com, bandintel, it's a blog that talks about don't let the DOD take away our ability to look at
now. Okay, so you were saying then what Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz and I and other doctors we've had on have been saying could be warped into people really looking for confrontation. Or, I mean, I'm trying to understand this.
Yeah, you're right. And what I'm worried about is the innocent person who's dedicated, as I have, their life to the well-being of others. You know, we go into the work of emergency management, military service, healthcare, emergency safety, with the best of intentions, and the people who pull our strings, the puppet masters, if you will, put us directly in harm's way and allow us to be put in danger. And so this was really a loud cry directly into that community of occupational health and safety professionals who work for the government and the public school systems and municipalities at the federal and the federal and the state level, saying, listen, you can't put people, and I'm talking about one nutcase here, not a lot of nutcases, not all of everybody that listens to Alex Jones, including me, right? I'm talking about one person who could do harm. And the thing that really concerns me, Alex, is that we keep talking about in the areas that I work, transparency around what can we expect for our school children, what can we expect in the workplace, and it's not happening. It's not happening publicly.
But then let me break this down for you. But it is happening. See, just like the health care bill has all the horrible stuff in it, but then the politicians come out and lie and say, we don't know what we're going to do, just let us pass it, and Conyers says you can't read it. Well, the bill's public. We can go read it. I don't know which one's worse, the House or Senate. They're both filled with pure evil.
So
it's the same thing on the flu. We know what level 6 is under World Health Organization rules. We know what it is under the executive order of Bush that Obama's continuing. And it's forced inoculations, quarantine of cities. We've got the NORTHCOM meetings where they're saying forced inoculations. We've had the emergency managers on and the internal documents I've gotten with phone numbers where they're getting all the big cemeteries ready. Now, whether this is real or not, the issue is they are really getting ready for a massive crackdown, and with the history of black men and syphilis and Tuskegee and the radiating foster children to death and nerve gassing our own troops with Project Shad, on and on and on for 10 hours, Mr. Burton, that's why people are saying, over my dead body, you're not shooting me up with that. You know, the swine flu vaccine in 76 killed a bunch of people. So I know this sounds crazy. Look, it sounds crazy to have the White House science czar write an 1,100-page book saying they're drugging the water and want to break up the family. But that's in this new bit. Look, I'm sorry that the government's completely psychopathic.
No, I agree with you. And everything you just said is very, very real. And what the point that my apology to your listeners is really about not casting disparagement upon all the points that you just made, because they're accurate, but casting a word of warning to people who can innocently be used in this nefarious scheme and find themselves doing work that they're not comfortable doing. Now, as an emergency management professional who's consulted with some of these bad guys, I can tell you that I have many sleepless nights where I feel like I'm spiritually caving in under pressure, and we've walked away from business because it's just bad news.
Well, you know what? That's a good reason to have you here then. We're about to go to break, but when we come back, specifically because you're in the middle of this and your company works with the FBI and FEMA and many others, tell us specifically then from kind of the inside and your little quadrant of this compartmentalized system what you're seeing and what's happening. And I certainly understand your concern. It's just that when you research more about Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times, he was CIA. I believe he did run off the reservation and was actually real, though. He was so freaked out by the elite's plans that he did some things he shouldn't have. Now, Tim McVeigh's another story. That was run by one of the so-called liberal anti-racist groups. It was done to crack down on the American people.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin.
So,
like
Kevin,
iron.
Tell us what it is that's upsetting you when you talk about these forces that want to give us these injections. And your concern is the conflagration that could come as they try to do it. And you say it's not forthcoming. You're right. They keep lying, saying you know, we're not coming to give you shots. We're just getting ready to forcibly inject you. So there is a lot of their classic deception where they deny what they're doing even as it's happening. But, I mean, specifically, what is it in emergency management that's concerning you?
So, you know, we're going to step back from the H1N1 inoculation program just for a second here and talk about the broader landscape when it comes to emergency management in the private sector. And the first thing that really upsets me about this, Alex, is that it is a completely monopolized system where the private sector companies, in America, free enterprise and the notion of being able to set up and run your own small business is one of the rights that is why we love our country.
Yeah, so it's a no-bid contract.
Right. So what happens here is all your data gets into a truck to a company called Iron Mountain. That if you do some research or look at our website, we have a detailed report on what's called the history of business continuity.
I was behind an Iron Mountain truck today.
Yeah, so you see them all over the place, right? And the first, you know that Iron Mountain was built initially by the CIA and Sun Oil Company. And the big disaster recovery company that steps into backing up everybody's computer files and having all of your private information backed up and on tape or on, now today on disk and virtually able to pop these machines on very quickly, is owned and run by a company, or at least was founded and run by a company, that manages 98% of all the computing systems for all the trades that happen in NASDAQ and Wall Street. And what does that tell you about the relationship between big money and your privacy?
Well, you know what's funny? I knew Iron Mountain was data systems. Do you know Iron Mountain is a secret government report that decades later was confirmed to be accurate, where they have a world government to carry out eugenics against the population?
Oh,
Now we have a public Iron Mountain report written by the White House science czar, and we have all these other documents. They're really doing this. And so that's why we're saying this whole flu thing, even if they don't launch a pandemic now, we're not saying that's happening. They're saying it's going to happen. This is to set the precedent for total federalization, the United States under UN control, and all of this hysteria is going to happen right when they're trying to ram through federal health care. So the excuse will be, if we had more federal power over health care, we could have helped you.
Right. And so on the monopolization of emergency management and first responders, any small company like mine that sets out to tell the truth and publishes a paper in our thinking section like the history of business continuity and disaster recovery, that clearly outline how your personal data from wherever you work, from McDonald's to McDonald's Douglas, is being trucked off in these little trucks so that after whatever nefarious thing goes down, and we can talk about that a lot more because it's a multi-pronged Rube Goldberg construction.
Listen, Mr. Burton, it's clear that what you said was taken out of context, but you can understand why folks were upset. I want to schedule you for a full hour in the near future, okay? The website is thinkbam.com. Thank you so much. We'll get it updated on the story so you don't get these hundreds of mean emails. And again,
check out that blog, too, because...
But, sir, there's breaking news. That's the only problem. We've been predicting false flags against Obama in the name of demonizing the protesters. It's now happened. Raw story, protesters seen with gun outside Obama Town Hall. We'll have key analysis on this coming up after the break. Sir, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless your listeners. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I want to talk to you as we do more shows about the flu and emergency management and really pick your brain. So maybe it's for a good cause that you ended up, you know, saying something that sounded bad, and then later I've done the same thing before. So I understand. It's kind of a peer pressure thing. You're in an atmosphere with people. You're extrapolating out what a crisis could be. You're trying to get some business contracts, and you say things you don't agree with later. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. Protesters seen with gun outside Obama Town Hall. We'll play the video, cover it all. This is to hype it up and make him the victim. I told you last week, this week you're going to see stuff. Now they're going to bust some meth head. You watch. I told you. You watch. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Okay, we have more details on this. You've got demonstrations down the street. Somebody's on his own property with a gun strapped to his leg. May end up being a provocateur. Their favorite thing to do, though, is find meth heads, drug addicts, get them in a bar. Hey, we ought to go after the president. Yeah, sounds good. More drinks. And months later in court, the cases always get dropped, and it comes out it was staged. Same thing's happening with these Muslim terrorists, white al-Qaeda. The same thing happened with the black al-Qaeda in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan. Case after case, they do this where they just provocateur somebody to shoot their mouths off and then bust them. Now, the same reporters on MSNBC are saying if you say the word socialism, that's racist. You're not allowed to say that now, just like our YouTube videos are getting banned for having this Obama socialist poster. Not allowed to talk bad about him, to lampoon the president. Any other president you can't them. And it's racial politics. And a lot of these reporters, I notice they're even always making sure it's black reporters that say it's racist. And I think that's so whites get insulted and do become racist. It's really meant to get tension and fighting going on. It's very, very clear this is divide and conquer, or tribal warfare, the great game, balkanization. That's how the British controlled India, where you'd have one Brit for every 1,000 Indians in some areas. Some areas, one Brit for every 100. And Gandhi had to go around for 20 years, as I said yesterday, just getting the people to come together against the offshore empire. We have to first identify that an offshore empire of private banks dominates America. And so did you suddenly notice when Obama got elected? I mean, I don't care if it's a white, black, Chinese, Mexican, Asian, doesn't matter. It could be, somebody with green skin for all I care, as long as they care about freedom, these reporters. But suddenly, like half the reporters are black now, and there's some psyop going on there. So that it's very strange. Something's going on there. Why is 13% of the population represented on some of these shows as half? It's like an overrepresentation. It's like meant to make a backlash. And I've been noticing TV ads for the Shriners and ads for Coca-Cola and ads for, because I'm watching more TV these days to analyze this. It'll just show people saying mean things like, I'm Justin Timberlake and I want to help burn victims. Shut up, you stupid young punk. John Elway says, and then he looks at him and says, shut up, old man, you filth. And it's like all to get us all fighting with each other. I'm seeing that in almost every ad now. Like, they're training. They know we're angry, so they want to turn us against each other. This is a psyop, folks. This is conditioning. Now, I'm going to go to your calls for this hour, the next, and into the fourth. Matthew, Shane, Chris, Keith, and others. But details on this, protesters seen with gun outside Obama Town Hall. Now, every day I see articles where they arrest people at their home because a neighbor sees them walking in with a rifle. And the cops say they had two guns and 50 rounds. That's an arsenal. There's no law, but we're arresting him and charging him, and he's going to prison. President Obama traveled to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Tuesday for what could be a rowdy town hall-style meeting at the time when some foes of the healthcare overhaul have shouted down lawmakers holding similar events around the country. You mean like Spectre gives out the cards randomly to 30 people on TV and 29 are against it, and an old man gets up and said, I came here to tell you I don't want this, so a thug jumps up and grabs him, or the father with the kid in the wheelchair that had people come to his house and threaten to kill him because he dare stand up. This is Chicago mafia tactics nationwide. And if we bend over and get pimped and get punked and become whores on the Mac Daddy's chain, it's over, folks. Me, I'm not getting in the pimp's hoopty. It's over. I'm not going along with David Rockefeller and his pimp game. Obama's just an enforcer for the New World Order. The following live videos from MSNBC. Earlier, MSNBC, Ron Allen reports that cameras filmed a protester with a handgun strapped to his leg before the meeting before Obama arrived. This is down the street. The man was seen carrying a sign saying, it's time to water the Tree of Liberty. The man's Tree of Liberty, by the way, I have a shirt that says that on the back, our Gadsden flag shirt. Let's put it up on screen. The sign is reference to Thomas Jefferson, who said, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Allen says Portsmouth police chief told him the man's gun is legal. See, because it is. The only gun laws in this country originally were against concealed. Because a criminal or a thug, you were to carry arms openly as the sign of a freeman. Only with treachery. So that's why they have a permit for a concealed carry. They trick you with a lawyer mind game to go, oh, carry your gun, get a permit for it concealed. Because they have to, under common law, give you a permit for something that is illegal, thus setting the precedent that all gun ownership is illegal. This is part of them. The law is actually a codified religion. And the court law school will actually teach you this. It's a Roman civil law that they're moving us onto off the Mosaic and off the Germanic Anglo-Saxon common law. Allen says that Portsmouth police told him the gun was legal because he's on private property. He is on the grounds of a nearby church. Police said his gun is registered and he can keep it on him as long as it is not concealed. So then the message is it's registered. You don't need to be registered there. The police are obviously keeping a close eye on this man, and I suspect he won't be there when the president arrives a few hours' time, Allen told viewers. So we're going to go over that, and the Secret Service towed away from the scene of the president's town hall, Portsmouth, for security reasons after a bomb-sniffing dog circled the vehicle several times. The dog that's fat and gets a biscuit, and the cops have been caught on video laughing. They got a dog that'll alert to a fire hydrant that it's marijuana. They get flash out, and he always says there's pot, even if it's a truckload of nuns. Officials said Secret Service bomb had hit on the truck, but they did not say whether or not there was specific threat. See, it's all color of law. So you're going to see more and more of this, and you're going to see people, this guy may not be a provocateur, that people are getting mad. They're saying they're ready for revolution. So because the globalists are committing revolution against us, they're overthrowing our country, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. But look for them to bust meth heads or thugs or some provocateurs or stage something. I'm telling you, it's everybody is waking up to the lies. Everybody knows everything Obama says is a lie. They hoped he wouldn't be a liar like Bush. They found out he is. Kurt Nemo, we need more stories from you and Watson's and from Aaron that analyzing this play-by-play because it's now here. The people know they're under tyranny. They're waking up. Ron Paul's done his job. We've done our job. Many others have done their job. But I really don't want this to get violent because if we can keep it peaceful, we're going to beat them. Violence is only on the side of the establishment. Though I will tell you, if more people start walking around with guns on their side, it may just completely intimidate the bankers, and they may shut down for a few years again. I don't know. Six one way, half a dozen the other. Regardless, I got chills from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. Kurt Nemo, writer for Infowars.com, the webmaster, the main editor for Infowars.com. Are you getting the same chills?
Yeah, definitely. You covered this pretty well. I'm not sure if this is a PSYOP or just a concerned citizen going out there and expressing his constitutional rights. Regardless, MSNBC, which is totally opposed to any kind of debate in the health care or Obamacare debate, is exploiting this news story big time.
I have to say, MSNBC is worse than CNN. It is... Every show I see, they say, any criticism of Obama is racism now. Now, remember, Newsweek had the headline, we're all socialists now. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But, you're not, they're taking our videos down, Kurt. We're not allowed to call them socialist.
Well, of course not, because they want to dominate the discussion, and they've got the corporate media in their pocket.
But there's no doubt now that they want to restrict free speech. The hate crime bill that passed the House, we've read the subsections on air, it says that if you say anything and that someone for 7 years ever acts on it, then you federal felony. They have the Cyberbullying Act that says if you hurt someone's feelings, you go to prison. I mean, these people really mean to take over our government. I mean, have you seen the sections of the bill where CPS will visit all parents and all old people, all seniors, must go visit elder CPS and be enrolled? Well, I mean, this is total takeover. The carbon bill that passed the House says you get yearly carbon inspections. I mean, we're going to have these scumbag, filthy bureaucrats literally urinating all over us and sucking off of us.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that John Conyers would say, oh, you know, we don't have time to read these bills. They're doing this precisely because they don't want the people to look at this stuff. And they don't
they keep saying that. That's the talking point. You're right. They even said on CNN, and the White House says it's key that this be done quickly or they're not going to get it. They admit they're bum-rushing us. Go ahead.
Exactly. They're bum-rushing us, and they've got the corporate media in their hip pocket, and especially MSNBC. This is going to be Chris Matthews and the whole team over there, Rachel Maddow and the rest, are going to go crazy on this news story later today. Bet your bottom dollar on that. And they're going to continue to try to characterize concerned Americans, patriotic Americans, as gun-wielding nutcases.
Because they are poverty. These people aren't really liberals in the sense. I've met some of them. They are cold-blooded. They know it's about dominating. They know they're a criminal class. They love the SWAT teams, the FEMA camps, the militarization. I mean, look at the dailies, the mafia family. They want total gun bans. Of course the mafia wants you disarmed.
Yeah, right.
Well, they've tried to geld us, and the gun culture's taken back over. The liberals are buying guns now. They're losing on every front, Kurt. Do you agree with me that they're going to have to stage something or provocateur something like this in the next few weeks, or it's just curtains for them?
Well, it's critical this month now that Congress is in recess, and this these people are protesting against Obamacare are really getting a lot of exposure, and people are beginning to join them. They're going to have to do something in the next couple weeks here, otherwise this bill is just going to flounder in Congress because people aren't going to let it go through.
And the cap and trade's dying. But notice they plan to pass all this in October. That's when they say they plan to pass it. The gun control, the open borders, the new war funding, the socialist health care, the eugenics health care, not even socialist, the scam health care, the looting health care. They have got to have a staged crisis, and I think it's going to be the flu hysteria. Or do you think it could be something else, Kurt?
I think the flu's right on. I think it's spot on. It's precisely what they're going to use this autumn to bring in their martial law. I really believe that's it. As far as this incident goes, this is going to set the stage for the debates that are coming up in the next couple weeks. You know, they're going to tighten security at these town hall meetings. They're going to use this as a pretext to clamp down on people, getting at these meetings and protesting.
Exactly, and they're saying it's un-American, Pelosi, your AstroTurf, your Nazis, to go out, and they're saying it's all staged. It was so telling, though. They randomly give out 30 cards, 29 are against the health care. Outside, it's 10-1 against it, and CNN lied and said it was 50-50.
Right. Well, even the rigged polls say it's more than 50% or close to 50%. We know that it's closer to 70% of people are opposed to this.
But I'm talking about at the events. But, I mean, Kurt, this bill's even worse than I thought. We're finding new stuff in this 1,300-page behemoth. Well, now more than that, what, 2,000-page? I mean, this it's even freaking me out, Kurt. Everybody gets a CPS visit, even if you're not on government trough. I mean, I'm not letting the CPS or the home inspectors or any of these communists in my house. And they're not even communists. They're banker thieves. They're bank robbers. I'm not letting the parasites. You get enough off of me. God, and think of all the lazy, dumb hordes this country's produced. They're just going to turn all this scum loose on us, Kurt.
Well,
I don't think hardworking people can put up with it.
Even if we have 10% of people resisting the CPS visits and the bureaucratic intrusions in our lives, that's a major problem for them. They can't stop that, and they're going to have big-time problems.
But they're engineering the economy where the only jobs are going to be parasite jobs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell the parasite something. You got your job cut out for you.
Well, at this point, you know, we've got millions of Americans that have handguns and weapons that they cannot expect to come to people's houses and just barge in without some kind of problems. You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, like you say, that most people are dumbed down and they'll allow this, but the minority is not going to allow it, and it's going to be a big-time problem.
That's right. The majority's going to hate it, but they're going to bend over it and take it. They admit, the feds admit in 2000 and now today, the census, where they demand that you fill out, you know, they have different forms. Some people get a 200 questions, some get a 49, some get a 9 questions, some get a 4 questions, some get 2 questions. They can only ask under the Fifth Amendment how many people live here to apportion the members of Congress for your state. That's it.
Dan, in addition to that, they've got this IRS bill where they want to tax your handguns. They send you a form, and you've got to indicate how many guns you have, and they want to tax them and fingerprint you.
But that was the issue I'm making, Kurt, is that they came to my door in 2000 and said, you didn't fill all this out. And I said, I told you two people live here, me and my girlfriend, now my wife. And I said, leave. And the guy got smart with me with his little badge. And I said, listen. And I mean, I'm not going to say what I said. But I said, get off my porch right now. And he understood and left. And he said,
well,
you're going
to get in trouble. The Constitution says all they can do is find out how many people live in a residence. It's for, you know, the census is for that. It's not for, you know, anything
else.
Well,
I mean, here's the deal. I could barely control myself then. And that's the thing, is that I just can't lick their boots. It's not that I won't give in and suck their boots. I can't do it. I can't put up with it anymore.
Meetings are an example of, you know, thousands of people with the exact same attitude. They don't want to be told by the government what they can and cannot do and what they will do. We're not alone. There's thousands, millions of us out there.
Well, you posted the articles about governors opposed to Department of Defense emergency powers, and you read it. They say the Pentagon is taking over the states. I mean, it's Jones saying this 5 years ago now. It's governors. Folks, this is really happening. And every governor that says no better not have a mistress, better never cheat on their wife, better never have taken a questionable donation, because they are having the FBI go after every one of them.
Well, Robert Gates said it back in October that they were going to roll the state's National Guards into the Department of Defense. That's what they plan to do, and this is and it's amazing to me that the governors are standing up and resisting this. Most of them are a bunch of wimps, but you know, that's what's happening. People are starting to resist.
Well, it's on, because the offshore bankers can set off in Paris and Switzerland. And in England and in places like that, and Tel Aviv and Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, they can sit back and order the takeover of the United States, but it's not going to work unless the false flag is the revolution, unless they want the revolution. I got to tell you, Kurt, from every indicator I see, I think they want as I've been saying for years, but now I'm sure of it, a giant bloody shooting war where the public chews up the police and the government. And like that Argentinian professor of economics said here, they want you to riot for a year. Because after a year, you're totally give up.
Yeah, but the people in Argentina down there don't have guns.
They do some, but yeah.
You know, they mostly filled the streets with pots and pans and made their voices known. But in this country, we've got a large number of people that are armed, so it's not going to work. If they try to do this, it's just going to fall flat.
I agree. It's not going to go well, but it's going to be murderous, Kurt. I mean, can you imagine what this is going to look like? Because people are finally just going to go, oh, that's it, you know, lock and load. Let's just, you know, I mean, come on, you want it, let's go. I mean, do people understand that? I mean, this country's made up of pirates and killers and adventurers. All our ancestors were insanely vicious. And all the fluoride and all the Prozac isn't going to stop that spirit from rising up. It's going to be wild. The average American's spoiling for a fight once you get them unmesmerized from the mind control. People are like, what? I better buy guns. That's what's been happening the last year. And, I mean, the government is out of their minds. We'll be right back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I'm going to take your calls, Matthew, Shane, Chris, Keith, and others. Then Tarpley's on with us for part of the next hour, into the next. I meant to get him on for part two of the eugenics, but he is the expert on what was going to happen. I mean, it's like prophecy. His first book on Obama, published 6-7 months before he even got elected. I mean, it's like prophecy. And, you know, I give credit where credit's due. That's who we have on as guests, the people that have had a track record of being right. People say, oh, look at the mainstream media, they have a track record of being wrong, because they're lying. They know more about this than we do because they wrote the book on it. We're here learning how they operate and what they do. I'm going to go to your calls. We are now an hour and 55 minutes into the show, and I do need to stop and just, really pay the bills. But plus, it's a great way for you to spread the word, because that's what we do here is spread the word. Get all the great anti-New World Order Gadsden flag hats, Gadsden flag T-shirts with Infowars.com on them as well. Get the Joker T-shirts with Obama Joker Socialism, Obama Joker Fascism, Obama Joker New World Order. On the back, in the Fez, stop the criminals. There are a bunch of different versions out there, a whole bunch of new ball caps. We've got all about spreading the word. And then you wear this to the park. You wear this to church. You wear this to wherever. You're going to meet like-minded people. We've got to identify with each other. We've got to let everybody know we're the majority. So the sheep will wake up, and that's happening. We want this to be a peaceful revolution. Let the establishment know there's so many of us, they're already aware of that, that they back off and stop staging terror attacks. Get the Obama deception. Get Endgame. Get Truth Rising. Get Fabled Enemies. All the films I've made or produced that are available at Infowars.com and all the other great books and videos we carry. And also get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You can also call toll-free to order any of the books or T-shirts. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Also, you can no longer send mail or checks or packages to the South Lamar address. That's shutting down in 2 weeks completely. So here is our new address. Write it down. Use it. InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, Alex Jones, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And that's also up on the website. Again, we're going to come back, take calls in this segment, the next. Then we're getting Tarpley on. I'm going to keep him in the next hour. That's coming up. Wide open phones with Tarpley. Going to get quick answers from Tarpley. I want your response from the town halls. We're going to play the videos of them. The Obama people manhandle everybody. They're the ones attacking. They're the ones that got the Nazi Soviets behavior. These are scum, folks. Oh, man, I tell you, you're filth. I tell you, these people beating up old men and going to people's houses and threatening quadriplegics with murder. We're going to play it all. You people are scum. Believe me, I know I get the death threats. I've had stuff done to my house before. I know how real it is. These people that work for government and are into being parasites, they're bank robbers. They want your labor. They want your house. They want your kids. Oh, man. SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food and feed your loved ones. The globalists are buying up all the major hybrid seeds and seed banks. You need to check them out at SurvivalSeedBank.com and get this high-quality, low-price seed bank system so you can start a garden or even a farm. Just an amazing system. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Don't wait, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Also, everybody needs a video camera, and they've got pin cams that I see sold for $140, $160, $150. Diginet.net, they got them for $45, $50, depending on the pin, the exact same pin. They're selling these basically at cost. I don't know how they do it. Diginet.net, 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 Diginet.net. Just got to check out Diginet.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.